to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I'm very good. What do we have for our listeners today?
We have a guest speaker today, my friend Dave, who we've known for many years on social media. And he's going to talk today about his experience of decluttering his house and getting rid of his stuff. So he used the 90-10 principle as well, which I'm very happy about. So we're going to hear all about that. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
That's all right. Well, we've been friends on Twitter and social media for many, many years.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, and we've never met in real life until today.
No, that's right. Yeah. I didn't even know how to pronounce your name, actually. I actually bumped into Helen, the mothership, the other day when I went for a walk. And I said I was coming to see her. And I said, I'm going to see Shalina. And she was like, that's not how you say it.
Yeah, she says my name a lot on the radio. So we've been talking about you were going to declutter stuff.
Yeah.
Because you're moving.
Yeah, I think I spoke to you about 6 months ago and asked kind of your advice and this, that, and the other. And then I kind of just said, oh, you know, I'll do it another time. After 10 years in the same apartment, I decided I wanted to move to somewhere better. I run a small graphic design kind of agency and I work from home, so I thought I'll get somewhere a bit better. Prices at the moment are down, so I found this fantastic place, all these built-in white goods, high spec, brand new.
Nice.
Told them I wanted it, and they said, okay, waited days and days. I was really excited. And then, turned out the landlord had given it to someone else. He actually asked me if I would get into a bidding war with somebody else, and my real estate guy was like, no, that's not a good idea. So I ended up staying where I was, and it took me a week or two to get over it. I was really quite disappointed. Yeah. I was a bit upset, to be honest, and I thought, well, someone said move things around, you know, change things up a bit, and I thought, well, do you know what? All my shelves are absolutely packed. Right. There's stuff everywhere. There's piles of stuff, so let's see if I can kind of do this declutter. And so one weekend, I kind of sat down, and in the space of 2 hours, I had 7 boxes of things, which were just, and to be honest, that wasn't even being ruthless, you know. Right. I still think in the next couple of weeks, I can get rid of more. So,
but what was in the stuff?
So I put a thing on Facebook to see what I could do with old clothes.
Right.
And I've got loads and loads of clothes. People, when they come to this country, put on the Dubai stone.
Yes.
I've put on the Dubai 3 stone in the last 12 years since I got here. And so I have a whole wardrobe of brand new clothes, which are nice, which are clothes I'll wear when I lose 5 or 6 kilos.
Yeah.
And I've never done it. Plus, I've got 40 pairs of trainers.
Okay.
And loads of, you know, T-shirts and jeans. And because we wear shorts and stuff, I don't need all of this sort of thing. And all of my drawers were overflowing. So I decided to get rid of them. So I had a whole box of jeans, which were all good condition. I got a whole box of shirts and T-shirts.
Right.
And then a whole box of trainers. I got rid of about 16 or 17 pairs of trainers. I mean, 3 or 4 pairs of Converse, which like I haven't worn in 4 or 5 years.
And are they still in the box?
Not in the box. I have worn them, but I haven't worn them for such a long time. And it's like, well, why have I got them? You know, there is no need to have. I've got a huge selection of trainers, and there's like 3 pairs I only ever wear.
So
I found a charity who take things across to Yemen to people who are suffering in Yemen. So that's good. I did, actually about a year ago, I found someone who donates clothes to the Philippines as well. And so so I got rid of stuff then, but I've got even more. So yeah, so all of that is gone. And then I had a whole box of DVDs. I don't have anything to play DVDs on, so I don't know why.
Okay, and lots of people have that problem.
Yeah, I think I'm playing them on my PlayStation, but I'm not really going to do that with Netflix and this. Yeah. You know, there's no point. A whole box of books, loads of stuff. You know, I mean, for me, when I read a book, it takes a long time till I read it again, so I got rid of it. And like old electronic stuff, iPod speakers, this sort of thing, things to put your PlayStation on, and things you kind of think, well, I could get a little bit of money for that. And you think, well, do you know what? It's too much hassle. Selling stuff here is a nightmare. And so my wardrobe of my I'll wear when I'm thinner clothes, I just decimated it. So and they did have tags on, they weren't worn. And even some of the stuff I've ordered from Namshin, it looks good. And when it gets here, it's not that nice.
No,
it's not great, you know.
It's a lot of problems with these online shops. Like,
yeah.
And people say, especially right now with the Black Fridays and stuff, people are buying so much because they're like, oh, it's 50% off. And yeah, but it doesn't look the same in real life. It looks horrible.
Yeah, so a lot of it is just not particularly good quality. So that was 4 boxes, yeah. And so I know some girls who live near me in Discovery Gardens who because I used to be involved in Bin Kitty Collective, and I used to do a lot of fostering and rehoming. And so these girls, they feed all the strays. So they were doing a flea market, and I said, well, take this and try and get some money. I mean, this can go towards the cats and towards the food and the TNRs and all that sort of thing. So, you know, as well as getting rid of all of this and now having more room, you also feel better about yourself because you've given it to people who can help, you know. And, and a couple of weeks ago, my friend was doing a flea market down in Alborsha, Pond Park, and I went down, and they are crazy places, and they really are. The people who ask for this, that, and the other, and you know, a friend of mine sold an unworn 600-dirham skirt for 20 dirhams, you know. And
the girl bought
it down from 35.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of people, and you can see that we don't have that much money, and they leave these flea bargains, flea sales, with some amazing stuff, you know. So it is really nice to see. So
well, usually, like when I've done the flea market twice, but people just go, "No, I'm only paying 5 dirhams," and it's something that was worth a few hundred dirhams. And you're like, "This is death!" Like, you know, I spent so much money on it, but you only get what people are willing to pay.
Yeah,
and that's the problem with these.
But the thing is, I spoke to a friend, and he said, "But you can't really get angry because these people are just trying to look because they don't have much money, you know." And then I've got some more kind of expensive things which I've been trying to sell. Like, I've got two old iPhones, an iPhone 6 Plus and 7 Plus, and I decided to get an iPad. I recently had laser surgery on my eyes, so now I've got kind of perfect vision. But because I'm getting older, my near sight, I do a thing where you kind of take a menu and hold it away from your face, which you see old people doing. So Robin used my phone a lot. I thought I'd get an iPad, and it's bigger, and I can watch Netflix, and I can look at stuff. But they're quite expensive, you know. A lot of Apple stuff's really expensive. So I rang up and they said, well, if you've got any old stuff, bring it in. So, yeah. So I kind of give them the two phones. They checked them. I made sure they were wiped clean. And the iPhone 6 Plus is quite old. I got 300, which isn't much. But the 7 Plus, I got 700. So I got 1,000 dirhams off.
But so what was the condition of the phones?
The 6 was scratched. It was... Yeah, it was pretty damaged.
So they do accept it, though?
Yeah, they do, yeah. I mean, he said they kind of refurbish them and they take bits out and they sat near them and they sell them on. But the 7 Plus, was kind of 700 dirhams, but it was 128 gigs, so it was a sort of bigger one. But, yeah, I could have maybe got another 300-400 dirhams if I'd sold it, but it's so much hassle.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you then have to, you know, no one will really ever come to your house and buy things. And even when they do, they still try and haggle you down when they come to your house. And I can't, you know, I run my own business. I'm out doing stuff, play football twice a week. I can't be bothered to have people coming around and have haggling matches in my living room. So that worked out. And I knew that you could... give phones in, but I didn't realise you could do more than one, you know?
Oh, right, okay. So, that's good to know then, because I've always seen it, and Chirag always mentions it as well, and I think he's talked about it in podcasts, and I always thought if it's a bit scratched and they won't accept it, but if you're saying that they will, then that's
great. Yeah, they do, yeah. And I was talking to a guy, and I was telling him about, I've had my big iMac for about 4 or 5 years, and he said, but we take them in as well. If you bring it in, they'll offer you a price for that as well if you want to get a new one.
So
that is interesting, because trying to sell stuff on Dubizzle and stuff like that, you know, it's just, you get so many messages at the same time, people going crazy, and then it's just.
And they always say last price and they want it for 100 dirhams. And it's
I had people ring me up and just go, last price, don't even say hello, you know, anything. And it's just like,
it's too much. It's good for, like, to know as well. I've always seen businesses redoing, like, either closing down or refurbishing their offices, and people have iMacs and all these things. So it's good for them to know as well to get it back, so they can get money back and then buy a new set.
Absolutely.
So it saves them a bit of money as well. So yeah, that's interesting. And then, so you got rid of all this stuff.
Yeah.
And have you gone to buy more stuff since?
I have bought two pairs of trainers since. I do have a bit of a problem with trainers, to be honest.
What is with guys and trainers? I want to know this.
I mean, you can say the same about women and shoes, Corny. How many pairs of shoes have you got?
No comment.
Yeah, and then I'm sure yours probably cost more than my trainers as well, you know. You don't get Milano blank trainers for $4,000 or whatever sort of thing, you know.
No, there are. There's the Gucci trainers.
But yeah, I've got four pairs of football boots. And, you know, I'm 46, I'm old, I'm knackered, my knees hurt.
Yeah.
But I still wear ridiculously bright, fancy football boots for dragging myself around the pitch.
So what do you need four pairs for?
I don't. I really don't. Yeah, I don't at all. I just, actually, as you said in this Black Friday thing, But had buy one, get one free. And so I bought a brand new pair of trainers for 700 dirhams and got a 400 dirham pair of football boots free.
Right.
I didn't really need either pair.
No, okay.
But again, I got sucked in thinking, whoa, what a bargain this is, you know?
And this is, yeah, people get that.
And I've got a few other things. I've got two desks and I don't really need two. So I'm thinking, well, what can I do with this? I've a bit of a bad back, so I'm going to get a new chair for computer because I have an office at home. And I've had my bed and mattress about 5 years and it's not particularly great. So I'm going to treat myself to a kind of new mattress and a few other things. And I don't know if it was, I saw it from you or somebody else, but there's a company called TakeMyJunk.com. Have you seen them? And what they do is they'll come and take stuff and they'll either sell it on to people at a sort of low cost.
Yeah.
Or if it's not really that good, they'll give it away, you know. Yeah. So I was thinking, you know, a mattress, a chair, a desk, this sort of thing. Yeah, it's much better if someone will pick it up for free than me just get the guys to leave it out of a bin and it just get thrown away as well, you know.
Well, there's different ways. I mean, Take My Junk are now a bit fussy about what they take.
Right.
But there are lots of recycle groups.
Right.
Like even we have a Declutter Meet one as well, so you can advertise it on there, on Facebook groups, and say, you know, come and pick it up for free. But I sold a bit of furniture recently as well, and I put it on Facebook groups rather than on Debizzle, and I got a better response that way. So I did it with mum's groups mostly, but also secondhand Facebook groups. So there's a lot of them there, and actually got responses within a night, and the next night it'd been picked up.
Oh, okay.
So it was a miracle. So I think there's a different kind of people on Facebook if you choose the right groups. So there's a British group. I think you're in some of the British groups.
I set up a whole new Facebook account about a year ago.
Right.
And got rid of every group. I'm on about 4 or 5.
Oh, right, okay.
And that's about it because my timeline was so busy with so much stuff going on.
Yeah, there's so much drunk out there. But sometimes it's good to follow them for a short time and then leave, but you could put it on there and try and get some money.
So after I kind of decluttered, I kind of do things to excess, like my trainers, this, that and the other, you know. Sometimes, you know, I'll do too much of this, that and the other. So I go out every weekend with the lads and I sometimes do brunch and this, that and the other. And I was waking up with a fear. I was feeling a bit rough. I was just constantly like that. So I thought, well, as well as sorting out my flat, I think I'll kind of have a go at trying to sort out my life, you know.
Yeah.
So I decided that I'd put on too much weight. I was having problems with my knees. I was spending too much money going out. So I stopped drinking altogether. Now, this isn't a permanent thing.
Right.
I've been doing it for almost 6 weeks. I stopped eating meat as well.
Oh, wow, okay.
Which I thought was good for my health and sort of good for the planet as well in a way. You know, I've kind of introduced a little bit, but I've gone from kind of meat twice a day to meat twice a week.
Right.
I've not had a drop of alcohol. I'm going back to England next week for a month, so I'll have a few nights, but it's
Christmas as well.
Yeah, and because of my bad knees and this and the other, I've started going to Pilates twice a week.
Oh,
and
okay.
All my friends now think I've gone insane, kind of thing, you know.
So you're decluttering your life completely.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And
cool.
I think even when I come back in the new year, I don't need this amount of bad food. I don't need this amount of meat. I certainly don't need this amount of alcohol. I do enjoy the nights out, but a lot of it is the social aspect, you know, because I work for myself, I work from home. I can go 3 or 4 days without seeing people or whatever. So when a Thursday comes along, you know, I'm straight out 5 o'clock in a pub with a lad sort of thing. So I think even next year, I won't be eating as much meat, as much junk, drinking as much booze sort of thing, you know, because I haven't really missed it. I missed the nights out, but I haven't really missed it. And it was just getting too much, you know.
Yeah.
So, I've kind of decluttered my flat, my life.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm not really sure what else to do next. But in the flat, I still think, I haven't been ruthless. I've still got probably a couple of boxes of other stuff I can go through. I've got some other things, which is worth a little bit more, which I don't use, which I can then sell.
Yeah.
And I think it's not what it's worth. I think we said what you can get for it. And I think for some of these things, if it's sitting there for more than a year, it can't be too precious. If you can get someone, if it's worth 1,000 and you get 400 or 500, then that's what you get, don't you? You know,
there's
no
point,
and it's depreciating if it's, you know, Apple stuff or this, that, and the other. So I think I'm going to go after, when I come back after Christmas, I'll have another round.
Right. Yeah, that'll be amazing. I mean, and I always say to people when they do the declutter, do it in sections and do only a small amount of time. So like a mini decluttering. So 20 minutes in, say, your bookshelf to do more books or your DVDs or whatever. So you don't have to do it all the time. But if you go gradually and then through your trainers and see the old trainers and get rid of more.
Yeah, I always have been a bit of a hoarder and I do collect strange things as well. I kind of collect rubber tucks.
Okay. There seems to be a rubber duck
thing
here.
Yeah, I went to Hatterfort Hotel about 4 years ago, and when I left, they gave me like a Hatterfort Jumeirah rubber duck.
Right.
And I thought, oh, well, okay, you know, it's quite fun. And then I went on a football lads weekend away, and some of the guys who ran it used to be rugby players, and they have strange ideas, and you had to take a rubber duck with you, so... I got this rubber duck, and then, yeah, I was in Amsterdam a few months ago. I bought one there. I got one when I was in Germany last year, and I've now got, like, 7 or 8 rubber ducks. I kind of started buying, like, mugs from places I go, and my whole fridge is covered in fridge magnets. So
people, I've seen the Starbucks ones. They'll go to different countries and get Starbucks mugs with the country name or the city name. Magnets is all right because it's small.
Yeah.
But when you do start doing mugs, there's not that much space in the cupboards, unless you get a glass cabinet.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I used to be married, and when me and my wife split up and she left, so I kind of did this declutter thing about 6 months ago.
Right.
Went into the cupboards and got rid of everything Tupperware. I mean, I work from home.
Yeah.
I cook from home. I don't now have to take things with me. The amount of Tupperware I had, which had been there for 5 years since me and my wife split up. And I was like, well, what, you know, so I just chucked a whole lot of it. And now I've got loads of room for all of my mugs.
Oh, God. There's not a reason to have the mugs.
No, I think I should maybe get rid of some of them.
But anyway, it was lovely to talk to you and to find out about how you decluttered and your whole process and everything.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What did you think after talking to him?
It was awesome, yeah. It was good to get first-hand experience of what somebody has done in their life, because it's fine about me talking about things, as we just said. But when, you know, you hear what he did and why he did it and how many other changes as well, I didn't expect that. So that's really cool to hear that he decluttered more of his life than just the stuff. Very impressive. I'm sure it will inspire lots of people.
Yeah, and as Dave mentioned, you know, Shalina's always available for advice
on
decluttering. You can find her at declutterme.com, on social media at declutterme, so that's declutterme. And as always, you can find all of the episodes of this show in your favorite podcast player, or look up declutterme.com/podcast.
Bye.